Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Pablo. Pablo. Gang. Bitch. Yeah. 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 Broski hit my line, he said it's time for trouble. If you caught up in the field, just hope that you the fumble. You either serving or you cooking, got that alpha bubble. Yeah.
We're breaking it. Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Supporting Philly Shine Radio. Live on a motherfucking Thursday. I thought it was Tuesday. Like, no, I didn't. I knew it was Thursday. Because it's been a long week. Everybody putting their work in. But we're going to have fun. We got a Glock party getting ready to get started. You know, the main event is at 8 to 10. You know, I'm talking about the Glock Aware Radio Show. Toucan Sam, Shed Bananas. And I saw his banana today. It was yellow. He's dark skinned. His banana was yellow. I'm talking about the fruit. Get your mind out of the gutter. Now I'm your girl, Honest Fire. Shout out to everybody supporting. Salute to Melissa. Shout out Mr. Gowen, X Squad DJs, everybody supporting. And welcome back, my special guest, around 12 a.m. What's good?
Round 12.
Round 12. What's it? Real recognized real. Real recognized real.
Welcome back, and we
doing the show tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm coming to see you perform tonight too.
Yeah.
That's why I dressed up today. Yeah. Like, no, this is just clean.
Hey, can I answer that? I think that.
You gotta tell your callers to call up 646-929-0172. Handle your business live on the ear. Can you handle your business live on the ear?
Can you tell them the number again?
646.
So you want me to text it to him?
Text him. Tell everybody 646-929-0172. Call up Philly Shine Radio. Tell me what's good. You know what I mean? We up here. We talking about Philly shining. You know what I mean? And
that part.
My guys shining tonight. We're gonna be down at the Trocadero.
That part.
Performing at the balcony. We're gonna have some fun.
That's what's up.
You know, there's some good stuff going on in Philly also with the crazy stuff at Starbucks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Starbucks. Two minutes.
I wish Steven cut me that check.
Two minutes. Yo, I ain't so lucky it wasn't me. I'm so glad. Because at the end of the day, I want to hear the 911 call. They said the Bulls walked in at one minute. By 2 minutes, the cops was called on them. And by like 4 minutes, they was being handcuffed. Double locked handcuffs. That's some bullshit. Don't even think that shit like that is going to go down. And what I like about 2018 and a lot of people, they kind of shit on social media. But without social media, that would have been a story like the story that we've heard, you know what I mean, the racial profiling, you know what I mean? And for real, that's discrimination. Like, and then I've seen it a lot, but sometimes I forget. I mean, you're doing so much. I'll go into Starbucks sometimes, and like I said, I will buy some stuff, you know what I mean, before I use the bathroom. But sometimes I won't, but... At the end of the day, but on the times when I do, it's because I see these motherfuckers staring at me. So I felt discriminated a little bit too. I should have complained. I should have told my girlfriend, pull your phone out, World Star. Yo, yell out World Star and film when you're being discriminated, because these people who do that, and I'm not gonna just, you know, put it on white people or whatever, but people who discriminate against people is just fucked up, and it needs to be exposed. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter if you're talking about somebody's race, their sexual orientation, whatever they're doing with bananas, like, don't discriminate. Let them do that shit. Did they ask you to do it? All right, then. You're not invited.
You're not invited.
You're not invited to the front. You know what I mean? You get the cold turkey. Fuck out of here. But I had to get that off my chest because I really want to hear what this woman said. Somebody said the 911 call is out there. Somebody send me that 911 call. I want to hear it. I want to know what was said. What were you so scared you had to call the cops? I'm going to be like, yo, when people are getting crazy, you got to call Starbucks. They're going to call the cops faster than you. You know what I'm saying? I know, fuck Starbucks.
Shut up, Morgan.
We're here talking about, this hardworking man right here. I just had to get that off my chest. Like, we all have to really stand up and represent Philly. But this guy right here is representing Philly real well, you know, making sure that people hear this music and really taking his, you know what I mean? And whatever it is, he opening up them doors. Why don't you just performing last night? Tell me about your performance. I missed that, John.
Last night we did the African, what it was, bro? Art Therapy. OG Perko, my little bro. He had a show. And I got on a list, so my little bro could do two songs instead of one. You feel me?
That's lit.
So
you featured with who?
OG Perko.
Okay, y'all did a song. Y'all have a song together?
Oh, yeah, we got a song together. Actually, that song that you was just now playing, that's him on the hook. He gave us the hook.
Now, Trenches, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Where was the inspiration from that song? Like, who's that song dedicated to?
I'm not even,
you get real thoughtful, like, for those who don't know, Tove is not just making regular hip-hop music, you know what I mean? Like, he's just really, really, really representing not only creativity, but, you know, your style is original, for real. Your style is really original. And you can't really always say it out of Philly.
Because,
like, certain people from Philly, like, you know, we all talented, but y'all know what I'm talking about. If y'all don't, get to know some Philly artists, because they all hot stuff.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But you definitely have your own, you know, original style.
Yeah, Philly's a full Philly, too.
Oh, yeah.
Know that.
My no-frills voice, yeah, always.
That's how we're going to win, man. We're going to win. I know everybody the hottest. That's what I be saying. Like, I ain't the hottest rap out, but I got some solid bars. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't the hottest rapper, but I got solid bars.
Now, what makes you so humble to say that? Because normally you're supposed to be like, yeah, I'm hot. You're supposed to, you know, put yourself on a pedestal and really represent for yourself.
I kind of feel like the fact that my bars are solid. You feel what I'm saying? I let everybody else judge. Like, I was on a show. They was calling me Philadelphia J. Cole. I took that as a compliment. I think J. Cole hot as shit.
That's a real good compliment.
Put my name as J. Cole whenever the fuck you want to. 12,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I could give you some J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like you got a little bit of Big Sean mixed in with it. Cause J. Cole, yeah, he's dope or whatever. He's dope, but he's not gonna make a song like, you know what I mean, 12 a.m. You know what I mean? He's not really making songs talking to women and stuff like that. Like, he's real conscious. Like, I like J. Cole, but you do a little something better.
I could go, like I said, I take the compliment. I'm just a 12. MIS is the king. I'm just a cord on an extension cord and a lamp. You know what I was doing. But we going to shine, though. There's no MIS. We is coming. We definitely coming. We definitely gonna be in the building next near you soon. Young 12, just making a household name, y'all. Young 12.
Now tell everybody, what does MIS stand for?
MIS stands for Moving Silence. The sound is like my little bro. Shout out Mike Williams. He's on like big shit. Mouth he's on like big shit. Cali, they broke.
Yeah, they performing at our event, the Real Hip Hop, May 2nd.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to get on that bill. Whatever bill I can get on. If y'all want, hit me up, man. I'm on all social medias.
How can we get in contact with you? How can I find you?
Gmail, Round 12 AM Gmail Music. Round 12 AM Music gmail.com. You can hit me on that. Twitter, around 12 a.m. Instagram, m.i.s_ around 12 a.m. m.i.s_ around 12 a.m. Like I said, we coming.
That's what's up. Now, have you decided on, like, are you putting out a mixtape, an EP, or?
I kind of got a mixtape out, right? I dropped the mixtape in January the 23rd, right? But I didn't put it in nowhere. I put it in one particular spot. I put it in a poppy store, 18th of Oxford. I mean, them joints going right now. I gave away probably like 500 CDs or something like that.
But what about everybody else? Like, you're not putting out no stuff online?
You can go on SoundCloud. If you go on SoundCloud, I actually put an extra track on SoundCloud than I put on my CD.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured, like, SoundCloud, I give you 6 on my CD, I give them 5. I ain't want to give them too much because I'm like a new sound. Yeah, I'm a new sound, new voice, so I don't want to kill nobody. I just want to make them just like, here, you feel me?
What's your favorite song that you did so far?
Because
you just came home, right?
I mean, to the naked eye, it seemed like I just came home. But I've been home for like, then it's 3 years, a little over 3 years. I came home in 2014.
What was that like? Because even with what's going on, I wanted to bring it up because even what's going on with a lot of peripheral, because I said it on Tuesday, like, men are filling up our prisons, you know what I mean? And it's kind of crazy that I don't understand, like, what happened. But could you kind of talk about what your situation is? If you
for the most part, it's like,
you can spin as positive or
no. I'm gonna give it to him. I'm gonna run to over him. You can just get it how you get it. I feel like the reason why the prisons is overcrowded, or like, it's more sort of little, the younger boys, like, 19s, 20s, 21s, they coming in with 20 to 40s, 30s, 60s, stuff like that. But they ain't really got no guidance. They need dudes like me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had no guidance. That's why at 20 I left. I did a time, well, a couple months under the time. But
you did 10 years?
9, 27, 18, 17, 23 until they left me out that fucking building.
God,
you know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's
for sure.
Crazy.
I mean, but it was just because back then, like, we ain't really, it's like you being brash and rash, you feel
mm-hmm.
me? Back then, we were like brash, like, so it didn't really matter. Like, you don't like us, we don't care if you don't like us. We go to play if you don't like us anyway. But now I'm like rash because at the end of the day, I wanted a dub. I came home at 29, you
mm-hmm.
know? Now I'm 33, man. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And they be telling me I ain't 33, man.
You definitely look young, though, you know what I'm saying? I can say that, you know what I'm saying? And your energy is definitely vibrant, and your style is too, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Now I need to hear what's this bonus track. You're talking about 6 tracks. I know about 3.
Actually, you know about more than 3, honestly. But right, because I ain't gonna lie.
Real Recognize Real around 12 a.m.
11:59. You know, you got Step Back.
Oh, 11:59.
You got Step Back. You got 11:59. You got 2 a.m. You got Real Recognize Real.
You did give me 2 a.m., but you said it wasn't finished. It wasn't finished when I heard it.
Yeah, it wasn't finished.
I need it finished now.
All right,
yeah.
I don't think I gave you Don't Try Me. Don't Try Me came up kind of crazy.
Don't Try Me.
Oh, Don't Try Me. That's the joint. That's the joint that I'm like, I'm pushing outside of what I got going on, you feel me?
What do you mean by that?
Don't Try Me is just like, I went to go perform somewhere.
What you mean by you promoting it outside everything else?
Yeah, Don't Try Me, because it was like, It's so relevant to what's going on right now in the people's lives. Like, not my life, but just the world, period. You know
want to
saying?
Inspire people? So is it conscious? What is it about? Because you about to grab your... You about to go off your phone and make sure you email it.
Always baby, don't try me. Simple and plain, you feel me? Nothing extra. Do not try me. I'm a trip.
No, I feel you. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like, who really wants to be provoked? And then, for me... Even yesterday, somebody was getting on my nerves, but I just hung up the phone. I was
mm-hmm.
like, I'll wait till you get your shit together. You'll call me back.
Right,
I'm not tired.
It's like
shit.
This is what I'm just saying to you, right? If I'm going to waste my energy, like, why not burn my energy on some positive shit? I ain't really going to kill my fucking vibe.
You ain't going to kill my vibe.
This shit is a no, this is a stress-free zone. You feel me? You want to come around, kick it, chill. You don't like this? Have a C4 drink, you don't like this? Your boyfriend get crazy, he can be lively.
His bars is right. He told you his bars is right. Y'all heard that, right? His bars is right. Definitely official. But for me, I feel like it's definitely a lot of people out here wanting to be on some negative shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But let's just be positive. You can't always make a person positive. But you can be positive. And you can just keep it pushing.
I feel like this, man.
Stop the violence. Like, that's not going to help nothing.
Definitely stop the violence.
Violence is not going to help anything. You're not going to fix the person. You're going to get locked up. For real.
Maybe.
Somebody at the door.
But stop the violence, because at the end of the day, I'm just saying like this. You don't win, bro. You ain't going to win. You
right.
might, if you win, then you go on some weird shit, then you get booked, and then you losing. Champagne is what a winning smell like. Just ask Villanova. And you can
yo,
ask
my, we all on some winning shit. Shout
right,
out to everybody who
want
to be winning
win.
And
win.
Really
Philly,
really
go.
Staying positive. You know what I mean? Like, we ought to know how to be positive at first. But I feel like nowadays with social media and information just at your fingertips, like, you don't have no excuse to do better. And then let's get back to the party, because that's what Philly Shine Radio was
mm-hmm.
about. It's about the party,
mm-hmm.
great music, you know what I mean, entertaining events. Artists, you know what I mean, really coming through, being popping. I give y'all a chance to shine, you know what I mean? We have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take a little music break. Shout out to everybody that's going to come through tomorrow. We got the 420 Cypher going on starting at 2 p.m. Shout out to the Fly Boys Radio. Definitely going to be official. Some Fridays is official. Fly Boy Radio, you know what I'm saying? Girl Rap TV show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Wolf Talk, you know what I'm saying? We can, they got I like when they do that. They surprise everybody when they do that. Y'all not Wolf. Shout out to Propane though. But shout out to everybody doing their thing.
I ain't a sheep, baby.
You
I'm
are
Wolf,
Wolf
baby.
Wolf. Shout out to you guys, yo. But we want to take a little music break. Come right back with my boy 12 a.m. And then we partying tonight.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we had the Trocadilla. The Trocadilla. The
Trocadero.
Trocadero. There we go. 10:03.
Is this your first time performing at the Balcony, Darrow?
This is kind of like my first time that's really a performance. Last night was actually my first performance for everything else was open mic. So I just burnt open mics down everywhere. You feel me?
Okay, so this is like you've been inspected. Like you're selling tickets. You gave me a ticket, and I really appreciated that you came through. So this is really a show. How long did you set for tonight?
20 minutes. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
They let me get 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
So you will definitely be up there sweating. I'm coming. I'm jumping on the stage somewhere in them 20 minutes. Somewhere in them 20 minutes, I know I'm going to come up on stage with you, do my little mama doing like.
Cool. When 11:59 come up, you come up here.
Okay, I'm on
there. And like Julie said, come through. Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely do that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy 12 a.m. We're going to take this little music break. We'll be back.
I'm going to sing it on trauma right now.
Shout out to my boy Razor. Zara
here?
Huh?
Zara here?
Who? It's who?
Every time I hear this, you don't hang with loud. He's doing hot as shit. Every time I hear it.
My love, my city, cause You got
real recognized, real. Yeah, I got the music. I definitely got it. You know what I mean? That's what's up. Real recognized, real.
Real recognized, real.
Who's real? Who's Rosie?
R.I.P. Rosie. Rosie, little bro. He was a rapper. He got killed 2016. He was going to school for cinematography. He was going to CCP. I ain't going to try to see him paint the picture as he was an angel, you feel me? Because he wasn't an angel. He was a regular person.
Hey, listen.
He got caught up in some... in a crossfire, you feel what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
And,
what made you write the song for him? Or even dedicate it to him?
Actually, we did Monster in 2014 and shit.
The beat?
Yeah, we did Meek Mill Monster in 2014. Mm-hmm. No, 2015.
Okay.
And he was like, bro, every day, like, bro, you gotta drop that shit, bro, you gotta drop that shit. I'm like, bro, I'm not dropping it, bro. Like, I'm fucking smoked you on this joint. So, he's like, bro, drop that shit. I'm like, no, bro, I ain't dropping this shit. Then he wound up being killed and shit, right? So, I listened to the song for like a year. And every time every fucking morning I listen to this shit, like, I ain't have a phone for a year. Like, I wasn't taking no calls, like, on some real shit. I don't know how I got through. I'm on the road. All that shit happened. However that shit happened, I ain't have a phone for a year. Not by choice, but, I mean, not by force, but by choice. And,
right.
I just popped back up. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm gonna do this rap shit. I ain't gonna die with this shit. First, in 2014, I put a video up. I got fucking 15 views. 15.
Okay.
And I was happy as shit. 15 views. I was happy as shit. I'm like, oh, this shit, I got 15 views. I go look at niggas on this million. I'm like, dang. I'm just laughing. You feel me?
But what is that? After he was murdered or whatever, you took off from doing music? You didn't want to do it?
I mean, I was writing raps, but I never, like, put new raps on. I never put that on, like, wax before. Actually, the second time I put something on wax was when I came up here the first time on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I still got that song with me and him on it, and I never put it out. It's out there, but I never put it out.
If he wanted it out, why wouldn't you put it out?
The twist is, on my CD, it's called Philadelphia. I got 5 songs.
Okay.
And it's no feature, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, when I come back, from Philadelphia, little bro, what's the name of my next joint? What's it called again?
Shout out to the manager over there.
I mean, that's not my manager. It's my little bro, OG Perco. This is little bro, baby bro. I mean, you feel me? He's on his way. He gave me a title for my next joint. And at first, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I follow Perco on IG.
It's called Go to the Graveyard. So tune in for that. But my joint out right now called Philadelphia. Philadelphia is solid, you feel what I'm saying? Eagles won the Super Bowl first time. Villanova won the chip. It's a time to be.
No, this is the second time Villanova won the chip.
No. I wasn't saying. I said the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, no. I thought you said.
No, the big dip.
I thought you said this is the first time Villanova won the chip.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I said the Eagles. I said, what a time to be from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
First time Eagles won the chip.
Oh, yeah.
Villanova won the chip.
Yeah. Okay.
You feel me?
Sixers about to win the chip. Is the Flyers still in the joint?
We trust in the process.
Who know about the Flyers? Because I haven't been watching hockey. I'll be honest. But, you know, shout out to everybody doing their thing representing Philadelphia.
For sure.
And I really feel like when it comes to entertainment, it's so many different people that are just really moving and shaking. And who have you come across that in your mood, you know what I'm saying, like that you really vibe with or whatever, besides who you know. Have you come across anybody you like, yo, I fucks with him, or I fucks with her?
I mean, for the most part, everybody that I ran into when I'm in the studio, I always get a good vibe from them and shit. I'm like a good vibe anyway. So for the most part, everybody, I kind of get along with everybody, you feel me?
But my question wasn't like, are you friends? I'm sure you're friendly.
Oh.
I'm saying friendly. You a good person. But I'm talking about as far as like with no, I'm not saying like that.
Oh,
does that mean something in the streets? Am I saying something? Don't call this nigga friendly.
You be like, no, I'm not your friend.
I will fuck you up.
I'm an adult. You feel me? So
right. Yeah. Okay.
I learn acceptance. You feel me?
Yeah.
When you learn acceptance in life, then it's like
Yeah, you accept. You accept that. No, what I meant by my question is, have you come across anybody you like? Yo, I like his talent. I like his talent.
Yeah.
I want to work with them or like whatever. Like I want to know who you discovered on your job because you said. Because for real, 6 months ago, you wasn't doing none of the stuff that you're doing now.
No.
You've been, like, for 6 months straight just, like, running and just, like, building or whatever. So I want to, I'm doing a little catch up with you. So I want to know what have you come across. Put your phone down.
There's a lady named Pam, I'm sorry, I forgot.
We'll just call her Pam.
Pam, she dope. There's this boy named Vito. He dope, too. He's, like, Puerto Rican boy. He out Cali right now. He dope. This is
what does Pam do? What does Vito
Pam,
do?
Pam, she's saying Vito, he kind of sound like the boy. He dope. I ain't gonna mix you with nobody. Vito, he dope. He a rapper. I met
you
a lot
do
of
a
people.
Song
I,
with him?
Yeah, no, I ain't doing no song with him. Yet. I did a song with a few people, but my bro, Ron Brown, man, he is out here. He working, man.
Hands up.
He working.
I'm saying.
Working. That's my guy.
Yeah,
okay.
definitely Bruno Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Now even when you come across Bruno Brown, like he's like one of Philly's hottest artists.
For sure.
Now, if you do a song with him and he smoke you on that joint, you still gonna promote it?
I ain't even gonna lie to you on some rest of Bruno is my man, so I'm not even gonna get into that.
You're not gonna
kinda,
do a song
he
with him?
I got a song. I said I'm not gonna get into that. I don't really be getting smoked, so. But
Bruno Brown could smoke
you
though.
We got a song out called Scotty Pippen. No, that's cool. It's called Creative. Creative as rappers, when you like.
There go his cockiness.
No, I'm not gonna
he's
get
like,
cocky, because I'm cool. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm like. I'm Russell. Bro, that's my guy, though.
Yo, you might as well be the mayor, yo, with the answers you're giving. I like it, though.
No, that's
the thing.
I love it. The thing is, you think I'm being politically correct. I'm just being myself.
That is politically correct. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like your answer was really, really, you know what I mean? It wasn't throwing no shade. It was really honorable to both men and not taking away from what you were saying.
Oh, yeah,
because
I said,
don't
want to
fuck up nobody's reputation. That's like a political issue.
I mean, no. This is the thing, right? I feel like everybody in their own sauna should feel like they the fucking man. They should feel like nobody, and when you doing your craft,
that's what I said
you
earlier.
Should, you should feel like nobody can't fucking top you. Even if it's like, I don't give a fuck if you on the track with hoes. And they just be like, yo, whole fucking smoke this joint. You gotta leave your fucking mark on that fucking track. So they be like, damn, whoever the boy that was on there with hoes, oh, fuck him up. But he said some shit.
Exactly.
You feel me?
That's basically kind of what I was saying. Like, I'm on some fuck Jay-Z shit sometimes. But I like my boy Bruno Brown. I feel like he would go in.
Yeah,
you and him doing the song, it sounds like he's not gonna do nothing.
Oh no, that's my guy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
what I'm saying. And I like your answer.
I
feel like that's real.
When I first got booked, right? Me and Bruno, we go back. We came through the camp. We came through the fucking greatest war. The exact date is January 31st, 2008. You were asking Cordy
what?
That.
Yo, a lot of people like.
What?
A lot of people gotta say, like, people from jail remember every day.
For sure. Because you know, you don't remember every specific day. You feel me?
Because you remember
but
when
you
something
know,
happened. Because
right.
Every other day, it's like you're
coming
in jail.
Through, and then you're coming out. You feel me?
Yeah.
On the way in and the way out. But yeah, me and Brown, we used to do this joint. We used to say Box Money. Shout out to my bro, Mike Thau. That's his
joint. Yeah, Box Money.
But we didn't know about that. We were just saying mailbox money because if you didn't get mail,
yeah,
and that
mailbox
time,
money,
you couldn't fucking rap on the gate. And me and Bron was holding the fuck down.
Oh, so that's us. That was all a part of all that.
Yeah,
Box, could you pass me that ashtray over there in the ring?
Down.
That's what's up. Yeah, shout out to Box Money. You know what I mean? Say Box Money. That's my guys. You know what I'm saying?
For sure,
the bottom doing their thing real heavy.
For sure,
you know what I'm saying? And the Black Mafia too now while I'm giving shout outs over that area.
Shout out to the whole. I just feel like this. If you from the 215, shout you the fuck out. You feel me?
Real red.
Shout you out. I feel like at the end of the day, if you a hater, dog, that shit not going to get you nowhere. You
it's
feel
not.
Me? At the end of the day, look at Atlanta, because them niggas is all helping each other.
But
they
you know what? But you know
other.
What
shout
else? But you know
Philly,
but you know what else Atlanta is also doing is taking the business moves seriously. You know what I mean? As far as like registering your company, registering your music, really being able to get sponsorships, really being able to open up things. Shout out to my girl, Tamira Da Vinci. She's releasing her project, Diaz for Vengeance, tomorrow.
Shout out
to and her. She was listening to my last show and she was like, oh, Honest, you put me on. I didn't know what a DJ pick was. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm glad you did. But certain people are going to give you information to help you go further.
For sure.
And for real, I feel like Philadelphia artists definitely need to open up their mind to people who've done things before them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you may get a chance to do something banging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Propane in the building. But you will be able to get some things done, getting information. But that's the thing. Like, you have to stay professional and actually do things that's going to count. Because you can't waste your time on getting dressed up, paying for your studio time, paying for your beats, you know what I'm saying, up all night writing your songs. And then when it comes to registering your music, you want to pussyfoot on it. You know what I mean? When it comes to really promoting yourself, you want to play games on it. You know what I'm saying? Or when it comes to getting to know a DJ and find out what they want out of you, you know what I'm saying? For them to play your music, for you to be a part of their next event, for them to put you in rotation somewhere, from Philly Shine Radio to put you on. Like, you have to build up those professional relationships, and as well as substantial business moves, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody doing it. And I feel like a lot of people in Philly are waking up to that. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Now, a lot of people, they say, oh, niggas don't read and stuff like that. But if you can't fucking Google, you something wrong. You can't YouTube. It's too much information out there. Like, I was watching my homie fix his car while he was watching YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's no excuse for not taking information on and doing things. But I feel like it's really a lot of people from Philly, a lot of the young boys from Philly making great moves.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Guys like yourself. Shout out to my boy Andre in the building as well. Andre Love in the building.
Shout out to Andre Love.
No, that's not his name. I call him Andre Love.
Oh, all right. Andre, all you love, bro. hey, honest. It'd be a lot of negative shit going on in our city, right?
Right.
But right now, I'm saying, like, we ain't had nothing to really stick together for. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, that's why niggas hating. They hate because some people winning and they losing. But you just got to work harder, bro. If you're not going to put the footwork in, don't bitch about being fucked up.
Come on, listen. Let me pour some more liquor in on it. Because my whole thing is, I feel like motherfuckers need to get over instant gratification, in my opinion. Like, for you to think that you're really going to get instant gratification and you're not having sex or something.
Honestly,
I don't know what else is the fuck instantly gratifying besides that. Like,
right, well, can you please tell them what the instant gratification is? Because a lot of people don't understand what that word is.
But what I mean by that is, like, you know, a person, and I've seen a lot of people, you know, instead of working with me, they'll work with the person. It's like, yo, man, I get you one tomorrow.
Right.
Yo, I know everybody. Tomorrow, it's there. It's right now, you know what I mean? Or even when you're trying to get a chance to do business with somebody and say you come up with a plan, like, all right, we're going to put this together. We're going to take this step one, take this step two, take this step three, take this step four to get to our goal. But then you got somebody else like, yo, man, if we don't tell them this, we could probably get more out of them. No, like, don't try to give an instant gratification. You got to want to be build it up. Get it all the time and be happy with small rewards. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not telling you we black, we really born from kings and queens and we deserve a lot. But where we are in society is not there. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people's minds, I feel like, can't wrap their mind around the fact that, oh no, we don't have our kingdoms. No, we don't have our castles. We don't have our jewels and everything.
Right.
But you have to find jewels in the small things and be satisfied with it. Because then don't really put your mind into thinking that instant gratification is really going to get you there. And like thinking that, oh, everything's going to be right like this.
Overnight.
It's not. Shit's going to be fucked up. And if it's fucked up, pull away from that. Mm-hmm. I was in the ride with this girl giving me a ride and shit. And she just on the phone with her girlfriend, like, I don't know why she don't like me, this, that, third. And I'm like, you can't help her not liking you. You know what I mean? She might not have gotten to know you, but just move away from that. It's a world full of people.
You know what she should have asked her?
Like yourself.
She should have said, you can't hear that? She said, what? You want me to turn it up? It don't really matter. I don't care what you think, man. It don't really matter, man. Opinions is like assholes.
And like, I really pray that everybody really wrap their minds around that. But it's a lot of people that's like, no, I want to take it now. I need it now. It's mine now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break the law or I'm going to take this risk. Like, it's not worth the risk. Like, you know, we all have our own lives and we just humans. We can only do what we can do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And stop trying to push that. You know what I mean? Stop trying to push that shit. Have you come across anybody that's been on a fraudulent? Have you had to expose any frauds?
Sure.
Like,
I mean,
you don't have to drop no names,
but let me know
the situation.
I'm not going to get that far as that. But a dude set up with me like, yo, bro, look, I can get your joint spent right now. All you got to do is come to my joint. of New York. We have an album release party for you. I'm thinking to myself, like, bro, I don't even got a fucking album out. What are you talking about? I got a mixtape out.
So he like, he got the script already read to you.
Hey, yo, to be honest, listen, can I just say this one thing? I don't know if it's for my hashtags or what, but I got this fucking Illuminati text, right? So I was bitching.
Everybody get that joke.
I was bitching initially, right? But then I started bidding up the nut ass nigga.
What'd you do?
I told the nigga, how much you got for me? You know I'm off the paper. He said, well, I got 100,000. No, nigga, I need 100 million. He said, well, come on, I got you. Listen, I posted it.
What?
I posted it, and then I blocked the nigga. When I initially got the text, I thought it was my broker. I just got off the
you
phone.
You thought
he was
playing?
I thought it was my broker.
Like
it
a
wasn't.
Prank.
But
it
I'm
was
like,
a real person trying to play it.
Yeah.
Play some type of games with
you.
You
know
that's
they
crazy.
Told me? They told me, send me 2,100. I got to see 2,100 for 100 million. Weeks.
Yo, listen. It's people out there that's going to be like, yo, man, I got this for you. But you have to do research.
Yeah.
You have to. Like, if this is something, and I say this a lot, but if this is something that you really believe in, if you believe in yourself, you'll be paid. You know what I mean? You'll do your research. You'll call a couple people to make sure that they're official. You call Glock Aware. You know what I mean? You call Honest.
Mm-hmm.
I know enough shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You call somebody like us. You come there 4933 Old York Road. Come get your brand built up on your own. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't really listen to everybody that's saying, oh, yeah, just give me some money. Yo, my one homie gave this joint $15,000.
What?
All he got to do was just meet Yo Gotti, right?
What?
He got to meet Yo Gotti. But what was crazy at the time, Yo Gotti was even doing performances and walkthroughs for $10,000. So he could have made so much money by booking him to come. But you know what I mean? Like, it's people out there that'll do that shit to you.
Hey, Honest.
That's fucked up.
Ron Tolliam's going to walk through for Trey.
Book him. But we're going to get back into this music. I'm about to check in with my homeboy, Andre. You know what I'm saying? Come through doing
mm-hmm.
this thing. Shout out to everybody supporting Philly Sean Radio. We're going to get back with my boy 12 a.m. He's too real, you know what I mean? Real recognize real, and real recognize real. Rest in peace.
You out of here, bro?
Yeah, I'm probably still out there.
All right, bro.
Tonight's show.
Did I just drop
this one? Yes, you did. Yo, y'all got the heat extra blazing.
Yo, what it is, though, it's just V.O.
Trying to have a back. Ask about that, cause you're hurting. How we laid on the back. Give my
It'd be a murder scene. 9/11 on them. And then Murder Thing. You fucked with that joint?
I fucked with that joint. I think I met him somewhere. I had to meet him somewhere. I heard his song before.
Listen, you be moving, and I'm going to say that Sean King definitely be making moves. You know what I'm saying?
So I know I ran into him somewhere. I don't know where, but I heard that song right there. Unless I was there, but I kind of doubt it. I heard him, and I just told him, I ain't sure.
That's what's up. Well, I appreciate we checked out some music.
Mm-hmm.
I got your joint in a playlist coming up on deck next.
For
you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy. We live in the building in my ass around 12 a.m.
For sure, for
sure. Moving silent.
Round 12.
I never knew what the MI stands for.
You know what's funny? They call me Miss around 12 a.m. on Instagram.
Yeah. I was calling you Miss too. I was calling you when I was first, I was like, yo, Miss.
Miss,
how
much
fun
I'm
telling
you.
This is round 12.
Oh, shit.
You a confident man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me call you Miss. That's what it's about.
I
ain't
tripping enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but listen, this is more importantly. Everything I said all today was, it was good. But I'm selling my CDs at the Poppy Store, 18 of Oxford, right? The address
right.
is 1738 West Oxford Street. I'm selling them for $10, right? But it's a school on the opposite side of the opposite corner from the Poppy Store,
okay.
Which is, I can't remember General Jordan Meese Elementary School name right now. I mean, address right now. But the teachers are going to ground me up tomorrow. But what I'm getting at is this. I'm selling my CDs again out of the Poppy Store on 18th of Oxford, 1738 West Oxford Street.
Okay.
$10 a CD. I make seven. They took three. The kids across the street, so I was able to sell 100 CDs, so that was $300 that I was able to accumulate for the little kids. So I kind of feel like I already won.
And you donated the money to the kids?
It never was a donation because at the end of the day, my bro, I said, bro, look, I take nine, you take one. He said, bro, I don't need it. I'm gonna just send it for the kids. Are you gonna put one? I'm gonna put two. So that was $300 for the kids that's after school because they got after school program up to 4:45. But
so
after school program from 4:45 up until 8:30 the next morning, my Poppy store closed at 9. What are the Dominicans? Let me correct it. Dominican store closed at 9. But up until 8:30, they able to get food from 4:45 up until 8:30. And that's kind of like courtesy of the people coming to buy my CD. So y'all helping me help them. You feel me? 19121. This shit is way, 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 way bigger than the round 12 a.m. Fact.
Listen, it's way bigger than that. That's what's up. That's what's up. We were just chilling with, I don't know the name of the school, but because it was like New Day Start, right?
Brightside Academy?
No, it wasn't Brightside Academy, which is the after school daycare joint.
Yes,
no, we were at a high school. We were talking to some kids about, you know, planning for their future, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, you know, all kids need is discipline and knowledge, you know what I mean? Let them know where their boundaries are, let them know what they got to do, and teach them, you know what I mean, what they want to learn. You know
one
I mean?
More thing. One more thing you need.
What?
Structure.
No, that's discipline. Discipline. I'm not saying beat. Like discipline isn't always beat them. Discipline is like make sure that you know that this is your schedule.
Okay.
Make sure that you know what I mean. You know your boundaries where you what you can do when you gotta be home.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't listen, then you get discipline.
For sure. So with them two being, one more thing that they do need and that's love. So at the end of the day,
you gotta
like,
be loving them kids. They need love. You know what I mean? They don't really. You know what? A kid could use some love, but on some real shit, they need discipline and knowledge more. Because I know some people, you know what I mean, even myself, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't always get love. And I'm going to confess this as a child, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got certain times of love, but love is when you're really making sure that a person is okay. You know what I mean? And they really not, you know what I mean? They really know that you're there for them. You know what I'm saying? They know that they're there. That's love. Love is that real important emotion where a person feels safe. You know what I'm saying?
For
and
sure.
Everybody's not always making their kids feel safe. You know what I'm saying?
With
and love. You
hey,
know,
honestly,
but,
with that being said,
they can learn that shit. And, you know,
I got three kids. Shout out to my son, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Shout out to my daughter, Safa. And shout out to
Thanks,
my son Z. My son Z was born March 24th, so he like ain't even a month yet.
Oh, he a new baby.
For sure.
Yeah, that's right. You blessed at
the little
baby shower joint. Your baby
for
shower
sure,
joint
was sure.
lit.
It was
you
lit.
Were trying to top Beyonce on that joint.
I ain't gonna get Beyonce.
But that joint was easy. Your baby mom is beautiful.
Oh yeah,
she's beautiful. You know what I mean?
To be politically correct, since you saying I was being politically politically correct. She almost like to say, my baby mom. I'd be like,
okay.
My kid's mom, or like, because she feel like that's like kind of like the great and almost like the
Yo, you know what's so crazy? I had my son when I was 14, right before I turned 15, whatever. But we, baby mom and baby dad used to mean something different back in the day.
For
and
sure.
It was like, it was really like, no, that's our title. I'm you know what I mean? I
for
trust
sure.
We ride.
For sure, for sure.
And I really feel like a lot of people have taken that shit and just really thrown it out the window. That's so crazy. And it started with that song, they don't stop. That's just my
baby
daddy.
Exactly.
See,
like, honestly, like, we kind of like in the same class. You feel what I'm saying? Kind of like in
the same class. No, yeah, I'm 34, you 33. I'm saying.
You feel what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
we grew up at
the same
time.
Same,
yeah, we definitely, yeah, we were definitely in the same class.
Right. I mean,
when I got left there, we were probably in the same class.
Yeah, I was a great ahead of you because I got skipped, boo.
And I got skipped too.
I know, but you got left back.
I was joking. I didn't really get left back.
I mean, I
like him, but that's what I like about you. And then even and the one thing I am going to say publicly, like, you know, sometimes you can debate with people and it's still love. It's not like I'm not him. I don't have the same fucking thoughts as this nigga.
Right,
like, you
right,
know what I mean? You don't
sure,
have my
sure.
my thoughts.
Sure,
but you
sure.
know, we good people. We can be around each other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We only know yes men or yes women in our fucking
fuck
life.
That. No yes people.
No
we
yes,
don't deal
no
with
yes.
no yeses. And that's even, that was what we were talking about before the first break. Like,
right.
don't listen to anybody that's always telling you yes.
If you ain't gonna tell me I'm wrong, then get the fuck away from me. You feel me? Don't tell me everything. If I do everything right, then something ain't right, cousin.
Right, don't do
life,
shit, right?
I'm doing nut shit. On real life, I do nut shit. I do nothing to see the reactions of people.
Why?
Only to my brothers, though. Only to my brothers. See, I don't really care.
Oh,
my brothers, I do nothing because they do nothing to me all day.
Excuse me.
And they keep saying, all they say to me is, you know, you know.
What do you mean? Because you can't just say nut shit and leave it at that, because you got to really give us an example. Because your nut shit might not be everybody else's nut shit.
In my life, I might see my bros trying to holler at a chick, and I slide a woman like, yo, your baby mom wants you on the phone. You feel me? Nothing like that. But the twist is,
like
they always be like, they are, every, it don't matter who I'm talking to, they be like, you know you down. You know you down.
Oh, you silly.
Yeah,
oh, you got to come with me. I got to get in your car. Because sometimes when I'm in my friend's car, I yell out the car to people. I'm like, oh, that's my boyfriend.
I'm the type to pull over at the corner. Matter of fact, not even pull over the corner.
Yo, Papa, where you been at?
Be at the light, the motherfucking right music when I jump out that joint, so give it the fuck up. They like, yo, this nigga.
What you mean? You start dancing?
Yeah.
I'm done. I like it.
Yeah.
Make sure they pull out the camera and yell, world star. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody doing their thing.
Sure.
I got to give it up for my boy. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing, representing Philly crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Before,
real,
before I go, because I know somebody else is another person's time.
No, it's not. No. Tonight is you. But I am going to show love to my boy Andre. No,
sure,
today is you.
So.
I'm about to go in and play some other music in yours.
Okay, can I?
But you can say whatever you want.
I wasn't taking rap serious, right? My little boy got killed and shit, and I wasn't taking rap serious. Then he got killed, and then I started taking it serious. So then Mr. Gowen texted me like, damn, bro. Everybody, the whole MIS camp, y'all all could come through. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of my bros, they had studio time, they had all the occupations. So they all like, yo, listen, bro, nobody don't know you. So you go ahead and go up there. So I come up here and honest play my shit that same day. That same night I go to Galaxy Live. They play my shit in Galaxy Live. That same night I go to Galaxy West. They play my shit in Galaxy West. That same night I go to the Barber's Hall. They play my shit four times in one fucking night. You feel me? When Barbasol was closing, it was 15 people there. I gave everybody my CD, right? I heard baka, 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 baka. I was doing 15 cards. The intro of my fucking CD. My phone was on 0%, but that shit was epic.
He telling us about it because he can't film it. And after that,
it was just like, I don't sleep. I sleep 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day. I'm going to sleep 4 o'clock every day. And I'm up at 7 every fucking day. I'm trying to get this shit popping.
But you know what's so crazy?
Thank you.
That story, once I heard what you did that day after I met you, that's what made me always hit you up. Because like when I come across people and sometimes people, and I'm gonna keep it real, they come to me like, oh, honest, I need this. Mitch.
Where
the fuck I say I could get that for you? Pause. Like it's not here. I'm never gonna be that type of motherfucker that's gonna tell you, oh, I could give you all this, your whole fucking list today. Because even though I do have a list in fireworks, entertainment, it don't just come overnight, especially if you ain't got the bag for it. But what I like is when I come across people and they fucking making their own move, because that's what it takes. And that's and have you seen it build up from that? Like what other bars have you gone to?
I mean,
I heard about that. They call that a little tour.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I was on a bar tour. I was touring the bar.
I heard you was in more than that, just that bar.
Because
like I said, when I heard about that, I was like, yo, this motherfucking nigga is moving, and I respect that.
Baby.
Make your moves, because if you're moving, a nigga like me with my long list of the things that I can help you with,
mm-hmm.
I can help you.
See, the thing is this. I know that they're not going to pay attention until they're paying for your attention. So with me knowing that they're not going to pay attention until they're paying for my attention, I'm giving this shit to y'all for free right now, but y'all not paying attention. So.
But it's going to build up to where you have that word. They're
sure,
going to pay attention. They're going to make it rain on you like the stripper.
Yeah.
Well,
like
metaphorically.
I got what you said.
Yeah.
I got you.
Did it with my hands.
Hey, throw that paper,
you
hear me?
Would you ever be a stripper? Would your kid's mother approve of it?
Listen here, I'm a grown ass man. I was born on.
Now, if anybody know me, they know I'm gonna fuck with you. That's one thing I'm gonna do.
Well,
I'm
baby,
gonna fuck with people.
I'm kind of
unfuck
with 12 boo. So that means that you.
OMG.
Yeah, you.
I'm
with
gonna
me.
Get you. Don't
oh.
say that to me.
And then you
I am prankaholic.
You know what you gonna say? You
people
say,
think I'm an alcoholic, but I am a prankaholic. I gotta prank everybody, so we'll figure it out. But I'm about to go in and show
that's
some love
right.
to my boy Goody Guns.
Goody
Y'all
Guns.
Know he got that Basquiat canvas coming out real soon.
Keep doing you, bro.
Yo, definitely working. This is a Philly sound like right here.
Here to the streets, bro.
You,
this is a Philly sound right now. Hey, yo, honest, like on some real shit. 75,000, but they want 7 CDs, so that's like, that's a lot. That's like 10,100. That's not no money, bro. That's 7 Bonnevilles. But, nigga, what I'm gonna do with that? Not saying that it's not, it is a lot of money if you do
it. No, it's not. It's enough money to make per year.
The thing is, listen, right? If you got everything planned out, it's enough money. But
you
gotta pay for everything you open.
Not for 7 years.
If you pay, if you pay for open, if you not paying for nothing, it's cool. But pay for open
nothing. Hey.
Yo, break up. Yeah. This is one of the only features I posted on my video without us dropping the song. He's just different. And it's real good, you feel me?
Y'all not gang. You feel me? People be switching up there today. How you all loyal while yelling out gang?
Yeah. Shout out to gang. We in here. You know what I mean? We do stuff at the G Shop called a Glock party. You know what I'm saying? It's a Glock party. We got the Essence.
Hey,
we got the VSOP. We got the low wine. We got the little mixers.
Hey,
we chilling on a Thursday. My boy 12 a.m. in the building.
Can I
my boy Dre on the joint with us too. Yeah, I'm gonna give you a chance to talk, but let me get my intro out.
I'm sorry.
Can I get my intro out?
Yes, you can get anything else you need to get out, beautiful. Do your thing, baby. This is your word. I'm just living in it, baby.
See, the stuff like that makes me blush. You see those blushes?
That's what I do.
But I really like putting people together that's real thorough. My boy Dre hit me up. He like, yo, what you got going on today? I'm like, yeah, you can definitely come through. We can talk about and private party you got coming up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, of course,
shout out to Dre.
Put him in the building. But what did you want to say before we introduce Dre on the
joint? I just want to say this, right? I don't know what people want to do in their life, right? I don't know why. I'm a rapper, but I'm just saying this. I don't know what y'all want to do in your life, but whatever you want to do, don't give yourself 100%, because 100% is still selling yourself short. You got to be like 150, you feel me? Or 200%, because if you don't go hard, bro, and you don't believe in yourself, bro, ain't nobody buying that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yo, I say
nobody buying it. Eminem said, you get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow, because opportunity come once in a lifetime.
You got to lose yourself.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? But, shout out to that, and I appreciate that inspiration, and I wanted to say thank you so much for being here, you know what I'm saying, sponsored by Glock Aware.
Thank you for having
we
me.
We live in the building, Philly Shop Radio.
Glock Aware, Philly
always
Radio.
Official. You made my Thursday popping.
Shout out.
We got my boy Dre in the building. He has this little private little shindig, and of course, that's why I started off the break with my boy Goody Guns. He just had a private invite-only mixtape release party that was
that's
real banging for the God Complex. He called it the God Hour Concert. Please follow him. Sanchez Music, real, real official, real dope. You know what I mean? It was real banging, epic. I'm always invited to private parties. I'm there. Like, what's up with yours, Dre? Like, tell everybody what we doing in your private. What's your private concert doing? What's that listening
party?
What's it called?
It's for the album.
I can't hear you in the mic. Put the headphones on so I can hear you. So you know you.
My private party mate for. I dropped this album called Moments. Real, real personal album. So it's basically a chance to give people to come out if you never heard it, to come out and check it out, listen to it. For the people that did heard it, I'm actually literally about to, hopefully I could break my mark before the date, 20,000 streams.
That's heavy.
So it's just like a celebration party, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, celebrate all those milestones, all those goals, you know what I'm saying? Salute to you. I'm in the building. You know what I'm saying? May 4th, I'm in the building, you know what I'm saying? That's a Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday night.
And Friday night.
The crazy part is the location is super popping, so.
You said May 4th?
Social media. Yeah.
Friday. Oh, listen, me and my little bro, OG Perko, I know we wasn't like, I mean, I know it was a private party. We kind of like private guys, you feel me? We got like a whole brother.
Oh, can I bring them? Yeah, can I bring them?
Listen.
That'd be dope.
Can I bring people who I want to bring?
Come
I can bring who I want?
Listen, I made it private. In a sense of private.
But we can't hear you on a mic, though.
I made it private from social media because I wanted people to have to talk to me directly or contact us directly so we can see who's directly coming.
Okay.
As opposed, I wanted it to be like an event where everything on social media, da da da. But I'm
let's
do something different. If you really rock with me, let me see how much you really want to come because I'm not putting the location out. I'm not putting none of it. So it's not like a private party where we exclude people from it. Everybody is free.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get in, you have to talk to me directly.
That's
you won't know where it's at.
You won't know where it's
That's
at. So, yo, you're going to be busy. Listen,
yeah.
Talk to my boy Sanchez Music. He was out. Yo, did you even make it to the God Hour concert?
I'm not even going to lie to you. I want to shout out to my bro Sanchez. I appreciate you inviting
yo,
me.
Yo, that shit was
the
lit.
The David concert. I had my son, Zay. Shout out to Zay.
Oh, that was the day he was born? Oh, okay,
yeah,
that's lit. Yeah, because that joint was lit.
You
got your work. You got your work cut out for you talking to all them people. You'd be surprised. Once somebody know that, and then I always say this to artists, like, you'd be surprised who your fans are. But when you really do something that seems like it's important to you, you'd be surprised who come out of woodworks and say it's important to them too. And they want to support you. Because people don't want to just say, oh, that's Dre, I know he rap. No, they want to see Dre doing really, really rap shit. Like, rap is supposed to be entertainment. It's supposed to be an escape and something better or something fun to do. You know what I'm saying? So you give somebody something exclusive, they're there. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be surprised. Your phone won't blow up. You about to double your contacts.
I always tell people real life better than internet. You can have a million followers and don't nobody come to your real stuff. But when you got a loyal fan base in real life, that's all that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know what, bro? That's super fair. Because I got so many people on Instagram that are like, yo, I'm going to use the first show. Let me know when your first show is. This and the third, my first show here. And them not the people. None of them people are the people that contact me.
Right.
All the people that contact me are the people that I know in real life.
Right, right.
And that's why I love the people that's like my faculty that doesn't even know that they're my faculty, but they're my faculty.
That's
because things that they do for me that they don't even understand. They're like, yo, bro, I know I can't make it to every show, but, bro, you could be giving me $25 for my studio time, bro.
Exactly.
Shit like that. Good. Shit that you don't know that you support me, but you support me.
That's official. Shout out to that official moment that we just had on Philly Shine Radio. And I want to thank everybody that tuned in. I guess, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry I wasn't on the switchboard. It was working today, though. I saw y'all on the line, but the conversation was real good. I had so much fun having you here, MIS, around 12 a.m. That's Moving Silence around 12 a.m.
Yeah, because it's not miss, y'all. It's not miss.
Moving
it's
Silence. And my boy Dre came through talking about Moment of Silence, right?
Definitely.
The album is called
Moments.
Moments.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying Moments. So you think
it's Moving Silence?
Oh, yeah.
Moments. Whole life. Yeah. I mean, that's,
with
Dopest,
how many tracks? 12.
12. No features?
No rap features. All R&B.
Oh, no, that's still features.
Mm-hmm.
Features.
That's called a
that's
feature.
Still,
that's
still,
not a feature. Featuring on a...
So
a jazz musician.
Featuring, whatever. Eight of you or three of them?
Yeah.
Yo, I can't wait till I get him on the interview. It's going to be so... He don't even know what I got in store for him, but coming soon. It's going to be crazy. That's something in store for him. Because I like him.
That's my buddy.
Andre Love, I call him. Shout out to everybody. You have any shout outs before I let you go? 12 a.m.?
I just want to shout out to my whole camp, MIS. If you under any umbrella that's close to 17th and Jefferson, 18th in Oxford,
Squad.
18th in Jefferson, Bavarian Jefferson, Bavarian Oxford. You 1-on-1-2-1. I mean, that's my section. But if you 1-on-1-2-1 and you 1-2-1-5, man, I'm just saying this. We not going to win unless we help each other win, y'all.
Yeah.
We ain't going to win unless we help each other win, man. I mean, I'm going to do art. That's just my life. But we ain't going to win if we don't help each other win, man. I mean...
We
got to start posting each other, man. I ain't looking for no posters of me, but I'm just saying, start posting your man or start posting your man.
Homie thinks
the pass is given because the homie ain't got here half the bitching or homie ain't got to do half the flipping. You feel
me?
But when it's time to get on that fucking jet, I guarantee homie won't be half as missing.
You always say that, bro.
Facts.
But you know what?
And pay for your attention.
And I always say this to certain people. If they didn't show up, oh well.
Fact.
You know what I mean, build with the people who did.
I don't feel bad about it.
But you know what's crazy?
They
gonna come around eventually because you.
Everybody.
My whole thing is like, I never forget. Like I used to love performing. Every time before I perform, I would never be like, y'all come up here. I'm about to perform.
No.
I just start performing and watch.
Yeah,
come
because
to
you
stage.
Know this is what
like,
you want
to
do. You don't want to suck them in. You want them to just walk through
your
stuff.
No, they get sucked in.
Oh shit, you get sucked the fuck in.
I get on stage, you're gonna get sucked in. That's how we're gonna close out the show. Dangus City, shout out to everybody joining us. Philly Shine Radio. This Tuesday is going down. We're going to have some more fun. Thursday we'll be back with my boy Young Pay. So shout out to Young Pay, Mr. Goin, the return of Mr. Goin. He was here every Thursday. I wasn't here. This is my first Thursday in a couple weeks, but Mr. Goin was here, and that's for a bit. But shout out to Mr. Goin. Shout out to everybody joining us. The Glock Aware Radio Show is next. Stay tuned.
Shout out my little boy.
Shout out. Oh, yeah. You got shout out. You can shout him out. Thank you, guys. I'm going to take some pictures with you. I'm going to put my shoes on so I can seem taller, though.
Lay up down, lay up down, do the door, don't pick me up, don't get in shape, shit, easy, don't be Hey, Lonnie, who got it?
Got me.